We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Sin That Leads to Death. Today's meditation was written by S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John 5:16-17. If you see a Christian brother or sister sinning in a way that does not lead to death, you should pray, and God will give that person life. But there is a sin that leads to death, and I am not saying you should pray for those who commit it. All wicked actions are sin, but not every sin leads to death. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Examine these verses. Galatians 6:8-9, NLT. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Revelation 21:8, NLT. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. From Scripture, it is clear that all sin, whether great or small, ultimately leads to death if left unrepented. What then was the Apostle John speaking of in today's Bible text? In the early church, because of sound kingdom understanding, it was recognized that certain sins committed by believers, especially in rebellion, could lead to their physical death. Ananias and Sapphira are sobering examples of this. See Acts 5, 1-11. Their sin was not merely a stumble, but deliberate deception against the Holy Spirit, and it resulted in instant death. This is why Apostle James instructed the saints to confess their sins to one another and invite the elders to pray for them if they were lingering in sickness. See James 5, 14-16. It was common knowledge in the early church that some believers fell sick and even died because of persistent or unconfessed sin. These are the kinds of sins referred to as sins that lead to death. Go into today asking the Lord to deliver you from every sin and every form of stubbornness. Ask Him to help you grow daily in spiritual understanding and obedience. Prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask for grace to walk blamelessly before you all the days of my life. Prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask for grace to walk blamelessly before you all the days of my life. Deliver me from sins that destroy. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Proverbs 17-18. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.